Hi, welcome to Youth English. I'm Peter.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sam.
欢迎大家收听趣味青春英语。Well, I've been waiting here for like an hour. Why the meeting takes so long?
Well, you know, in the meeting, there's so many people that don't mind rocking the boat. Everyone shared their opinions, had stupid ideas, so the meeting just dragged on and on.
I got it. 我刚才呢，我简单问了一下 Sam 为什么说迟到了。我等他差不多等了一个小时。这个会为什么说一拖再拖 ？Sam 说呢，别提了，在会议当中呢，很多人呢，特别是一些不太靠谱的人，问一些非常愚蠢的问题。结果呢，这会议呢被不停的拖了下去。Sam 用到了 rock the boat， 表示这些人呢，通过一些无聊的或非常愚蠢的问题呢，干扰了整个会议的进程。这就是说，为什么 Sam 今天迟到了。And what about today's meeting, Sam?
Okay, well, today's idiom sounds like it could be something very difficult, very complicated.
Difficult, tough?
Well, let me tell you the idiom and you'll understand why. Today's idiom is rocket science. Rocket, R-O-C-K-E-T, science, S-C-I-E-N-C-E.
那么今天上面给我们讲的一门科学呢，应该是一门非常高精尖的科学，叫 Rocket Science， 火箭科学。我们知道火箭科学当然是非常高端的一个科学， involves a lot of disciplines such as math, physics, and something else.
Yeah, well, it has to be very calculated math, very precise math. Because, like, for example, if you're flying to the moon and you got the wrong math,You can fly to the sun,
right.
So you got to be very precise. It's a very complicated science.
I think the guy who worked for a rocket science must have at least PhD degree.
At least, yeah.
那么刚才我们谈了一下说那么火箭这门学科呢它需要对人的要求非常的高我们刚才提到需要在数学方面在物理方面都非常的好以及呢要有非常高的学历我提到了至少是一个 PhD 表示说一个博士学位才可以呢从事这个火箭的研究
And are we going to talk about the rocket science today? Because it's very complicated. Well, thankfully, no.
No. Well, let's put in the conversation. How we useRocket science on a daily conversation.
Okay, great idea. Hey, Peter, guess what?
What?
Well, I'm going to try cooking dumplings tonight.
Well, I don't think you can make it, Sam. Be honest, it's very complicated.
What? Making dumplings?
There's a lot of, you know, procedures involved in making dumplings.
No, making dumplings isn't rocket science. It's really simple, actually. You know, the little dough? Well, you can buy that from the grocery store. It's pre-made. And then the stuff that's all in the middle, the meat, the vegetables, well, that's easy. You just grind up the meat and vegetables together, put it in the dough, and then pinch it shut.
Well, Sam, don't be too optimistic. It won't be a piece of cake, Sam.
Actually, I think it'll be okay because I've actually, like, done the dumplings before, made them. I just didn't make the stuff that's in the middle, the meat and the vegetables. But I've been able to pinch the dough together, and I did a pretty good job. So I think this time that I only have to make the stuff that's in the middle, the meat and the vegetables, I should have no problem.
Well, let's see.
Yeah, hey, I can bring some to work tomorrow, and you can have a try.
Sounds great.那么刚才的对话呢我们讲到的说 Sam 准备呢包饺子我听完之后我说 Sam 你这包饺子肯定不行因为呢对我来讲呢包饺子都是一个非常复杂的一个事情那么对 Sam 来讲他呢应该没有太多的经验那么 Sam 的表情看起来非常的自信他说呢无非呢就弄一些饺子皮儿弄一些馅因为这个馅呢他不需要自己去拌这个馅在超市里面可以买一些东西现成的回来自己呢简单的弄一弄就可以了然后呢把这个馅放到这个 wrapper 放在这个皮儿中间然后简单的这个 pinch together简单的那么一捏就行了我说 Sam 不要太乐观虽然说他不是那么的高精尖 as a rocket science 但是呢你仍然需要非常的小心不然的话呢你这个饺子最后煮成了一锅片汤了 Sam 说如果你不信的话呢明天我把饺子拿来让大家一起来尝一尝 Sam 提到了包饺子虽然涉及到了一些环节但是呢它不像是 rocket science 火箭科学那么的难只要你认真的去做就可以把它做好所以今天我们讲到的 rocket science 和这个火箭 科学没有太大的关系，表示说我们平时在做事情的时候呢，相对比较难的一件事情，可以用我们今天讲到的 idiom rocket science.
Yeah, so you know there's a lot of areas in life that are pretty simple, but some people still don't understand. And so we say, hey, you know what? It's not rocket science.We don't know why they don't understand.
那么生活当中呢，我们往往指一些相对不是很难的事情。往往呢，我们跟别人解释的时候呢，对方可能说一次两次还听不懂。我们尽量跟对方说呢，让他不要过于担心。然后说呢，他不像火箭科学或者非常高精尖的那么复杂那么的难。你只要认真听，认真的去做，你就可以领会到，你就可以学到。那么我们可以呢，在生活当中，比如跟孩子啊，跟学生啊，跟同事解释一件事情的时候，可以用这个词组 ，It's not rocket science. Just follow the proper procedure. You'll be okay.
Yeah. So I think teachers use this idiom a lot because teaching children is funny because some children just don't get it, even though it's pretty simple. So the teachers say, "Hey, come on."It's not rocket science here.
那么说老师呢也跟学生讲到，比如说讲一个概念，讲一个理论的时候呢，说大家不要担心，今天讲的话题不会非常的难，不会是一个 rocket science. 只要大家认真听，然后呢回去呢简单的复习一下 ，you'll be okay. All right, so that's for today's idiom rocket science, and let's continue our discussion of the beautiful country New Zealand.
All right, and how it's definitely not the same as Australia.
Absolutely. And before we go to Part 2 of New Zealand, and now let's check vocab first.
Now it's time to hit the books.
First, for today's hit the books, we have tip-top. Tip-top. Two words. T-I-P-T-O-P. Tip-top.
那么今天讲到的第一个呢是个词组 tip-top, 翻译成中文呢是顶级的、顶尖的
the best of the best.Okay, that brings us to the next word, which is hemisphere. Hemisphere. H-E-M-I-S-P-H-E-R-E. Hemisphere.
Hemisphere, 翻译成中文是半球。我们指那个南半球或北半球可以用这个单词 hemisphere.
Next, we have the word partial. Partial. P-A-R-T-I-A-L.Partial.
Partial 翻译成中文是有偏见的，因为这个单词 part 它呢翻译成中文是部分，后面加 IAL 表示一个人对某一个事情是一个非常片面的一个看法，那么可以用这个单词 partial。 如果一个人他的观点是 partial， 往往呢他的观点是有问题的，或者呢是错误。
Alright, that brings us to the next word, which is marshmallow.Marshmallow. M-A-R-S-H-M-A-L-L-O-W. Marshmallow.
Marshmallow 翻译成中文是棉花糖，是我们小孩子包括很多成人特别喜欢的一个甜点。同时呢它的颜色也特别的漂亮，它的口味呢也特别的多。那么中文呢把 marshmallow 翻译成呢是棉花糖， cotton candy 也是棉花糖，中文是完全一样的。但是呢英文是两个不同的单词，但是呢我们见到的一个东西呢也是两个完全不同的东西。 So what's the difference, Sam?
Well, marshmallow is typically a white, soft thing. It's almost like a little candy pillow. It's really, really soft. But the cotton candy, well, it's really looks like cotton. And you can see it in the machine. It's spun around and around and around. I think if you go to like Hohai or something, you can see them spinning the cotton candy. So it's a little bit different. Marshmallows are usually smaller, white, little soft pillow things. Cotton candy looks like a big ball of cotton.
那么上面跟我们解释到了，这 marshmallow 呢是指呢在超市里面放到这个塑料袋里面颜色各异的或者有些其他口味的那种棉花糖，吃起来有些黏黏的。那么这个东西呢是我们中文的一种棉花糖。 Cotton candy 呢是那种棉花糖，我们比如说去庙会，在这个街边有一个转的盘子，然后把这个糖呢给它转成像棉花一样，小孩子呢握在手里面边走边吃，特别可爱。那么那个英文呢叫 cotton candy， 但是在中文里面都翻译成棉花糖，但是英文里面是两个完全不同的单词。
Well, that brings us to the next word, which is obsess. Obsess. O-B-S-E-S-S, obsess.
Obsess, 翻译成中文表示一个人对什么东西非常的着迷。Obsess.
Next, we have the word merit. Merit. M-E-R-I-T, merit.
下一个单词 merit 翻译成中文是优点。
Next we have hit and miss. Three words. Hit, H-I-T, and miss, M-I-S-S. Hit and miss.
下一个词组 hit and miss 翻译成中文呢是有一些随意的，不是非常肯定的，不是非常确定的。Hit and miss.
So, like, for example, if a student's attendance at school is a little hit and miss, well, this is maybe the teacher's and parents' worst nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
The student is very unregular or very irregular at school.
如果说老师对学生的出勤率用这么一个评语 the comment of Sam's attendance is hit and miss, 那么家长看到这是非常的忧心忡忡，因为呢，这种出勤率是非常的不固定，时来时不来，就是什么三天打鱼两天晒网。
This is probably especially applicable when it comes to college students.
Yeah.
I don't think you can do this in like primary school, right?
Particularly for the class of, you know, like 300 students.
Yeah. If you're hit and miss, who cares, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that brings us to the last word, which is stunning. Stunning. S-T-U-N-N-I-N-G. Stunning.
最后一个单词 stunning 翻译成中文是令人吃惊的。Alright, now let's go to another part of New Zealand's story.
Alright. So, the next one that distinguishes New Zealand from Australia is Kiwis love their tip-top ice cream. Kiwis claim tip-top ice cream is the best in the Southern Hemisphere.And Hokey Pokey, it's a flavor, is far and away the biggest seller, 5 million liters annually. They are also partial to chocolate-coated marshmallow fish and pineapple lumps. You can usually buy these treats at the local dairy or milk bar. Next, you can get fantastic coffee. Kiwis are just as obsessed with coffee as we are.And will debate the merits of various cafes. Kiwi from Invercargill apparently invented instant coffee. Okay, they can take the credit for that one. And they also claim to have devised the world's first flat white. Australia argues it did. Either way, you can get great coffee here. Though country areas are still hit and miss, just like Australia. Next, Kiwis are astoundingly friendly. They'll stop for a chat.Help you with directions, give you the finger, in greeting, that is, as you drive by and tell you about their cousin living in Strathfield. They also want to know why you're visiting New Zealand, where you're going, and how long you're staying. Complete strangers will even feed you lunch to your child, playing with their kids on the beach. True story. Next. The scenery is gobsmacking, especially on the South Island.Your car will practically pull over to the side of the road of its own accord at regular intervals. Snow-capped mountains, stunning lakes, green rolling hills dotted with sheep. Yes, there's lots of them. Driving anywhere takes twice as long on account of the awesome vistas out the window. Lastly, bluff oysters are possibly the best in the world. A coveted oyster from the deep south of New Zealand.They are only in season a couple of months a year. Be sure and get some. They'll change your life.
文章首先提到了说我们的最爱 tip-top ice cream 想到了新西兰的冰激凌，我们感觉到我们 mouth is watering. It's so delicious.
Oh my gosh, I love ice cream. So they're boasting, okay, they have some of the best ice cream in the world.、
Mm-hmm.
Well, now I just put New Zealand on my must-go-to list. I must go there.
Yeah, you better go. 文明提到了说 tip-top ice cream 呢，它首先呢表示说最好的冰激凌，同时呢这个 tip-top 在这里面是这个冰激凌的一个 brand。同时呢，新西兰认为这个牌子的冰激凌在南半球是最好的。
So best in the southern hemisphere, so I guess some of the northern hemisphere still might be better.
Well, maybe.
Maybe, I don't know. I gotta go and try it for myself.
那么同时呢提到了另外一个口味的冰激凌叫 Hokey Pokey， 它是一个相对比较廉价的冰激凌，但是呢它的销量是最好的，每年可以卖到大概是500万 liter， 500万升， It's huge.
So I wonder what's in this ice cream, Hokey Pokey. It's a flavor, but what's in it? Is it nutty? Is it chocolatey? Is it fruity? What's the flavor?
We'll be honest, I forgot. I will go back and have try it again.
Do you think you've ever tried it before?
I think so. It's a very popular flavor in New Zealand and Australia.
It's too bad you forgot, because I'm really curious.
You have to go back and reloop my memory.
Okay. But you know what's also funny? They have another sweet treat, which is chocolate-coated marshmallow fish and pineapple lumps.
那我们能提到了另外一个美食，也同时一个甜食，叫 Marshmallow Fish， 它是一个鱼形的棉花糖，以及那菠萝口味的那种软糖，都是新西兰人的最爱。
But remember, you can't forget this, it's covered in chocolate. So it's not just a regular marshmallow shaped like a fish, or a regular little lump of pineapple, it's covered in chocolate.
It's a mixed flavors.
Yeah.I love chocolate-covered stuff.
See, next one, it's your favorite as well, coffee.
Yeah, well, it turns out that in New Zealand, they mentioned that they were the creators of instant coffee.
那么从今天呢，我们讲解当中知道了新西兰呢是速溶咖啡的发源地。很多人都不知道，比如说我们每天喝的那些速溶咖啡究竟是哪来的。Well, New Zealand is the original country.
I would have never guessed that's where it came from. But you also say that when it comes to coffee, they were the inventors to make the flat white. Which, if you go to Starbucks, you can buy a flat white coffee. But apparently, New Zealand says they were the ones that created it. But Australians say, no, we were.
那么说在这个 flat white 咖啡上呢，新西兰和澳大利亚呢出现了一个争议。新西兰人认为呢，他们发明了 flat white 咖啡这个白咖啡，但是澳大利亚人认为呢，澳大利亚人发明了。Well, they have a debate. Well, they have see who invented flat white.
Yeah, but like the article mentions, it doesn't really matter. Either way, you can get a really good cup of coffee. So whether they created it or not, doesn't matter because it just tastes wonderful.
Well, you know what? Sometimes it's difficult to distinguish...You know, something from New Zealand, Australia, like the Hollywood movie star Russell Crowe. He was born in New Zealand, and he got his name in Australia.
Oh, so, well, kind of confusing it.
Yeah, it's very difficult.
But you know what? Going back to the coffee, you know, in the big cities, it's really easy, I think, to find great coffee. But it mentions that, well, in the country, well...Coffee is hit and miss. You're not guaranteed you'll find a great cup of coffee.
那么说去新西兰包括去澳大利亚一样，如果说在城市里面基本上所有的咖啡店里面的咖啡呢都是有质量保证，它的口味特别的好。但是呢如果说你去了一些 suburban area 或者是 rural area 那些乡村，那么说它咖啡店里面提供的咖啡呢就有可能 hit and miss。 它翻译成中文呢是时好时坏。
Well, it's just your luck.Yeah, actually, I think that's how a lot of coffee situations in China are. You never know if the city is going to have a Starbucks or some sort of good coffee place. It's hit and miss. But thankfully, in Beijing, we're pretty lucky.
那我说在中国也一样，如果说在北京，如果在 CBD 地区呢，你可以喝到非常好的咖啡。但是如果说你去到一个比较远的地方或远郊区县，那些地方的一些咖啡店的咖啡呢，有的时候的的确确是一个 unpredictable.
Yeah, hit and miss. You just don't know. Well, this one I like as well. The Kiwis are outstandingly friendly. So we all like friendly people, right? You want to go to another country and have everyone be nice to you, be very helpful to you, especially since you don't really know what you're doing in that country.
下一点提到了说新西兰人非常的友善，但是这里面大家注意了，新西兰人呢，他用一个叫 Kiwis are friendly。有的时候呢我们用 Kiwi 这个词来替代 New Zealander.
I like that they'll feed you lunch. This is really great.
Friendly.
I don't think it's too friendly. I think it's just right. So you go to New Zealand, you don't know where the good lunch places are. Doesn't matter because they say, hey, come on, have lunch with us.
那么说去新西兰的话呢，如果说你迷路了，当地人会给你指路，但是大家注意这里面用一个词呢， give you the finger， 在这里面这个 give you finger 没有任何的恶意，因为我们知道英文这个词组 give you the finger 往往呢是指出一个手指在骂人，但是这里面这个手指呢是礼貌的或者给你打招呼的那个手指，它跟我们说那种侮辱人的手指呢没有任何的关系，同时呢非常仔细的非常耐心的告诉你应该怎么走，开车从哪个路口进去，然后从哪出来，所以新西兰人是非常友善的人。
Well, that makes it like a visitor's paradise, right? Everybody wants this kind of reception when they go to a new country. Well, next it talks aboutThe scenery, especially on the South Island.
那么下一点提到了新西兰的景色，他用一个词叫 gobsmacking. So what does that mean, gobsmacking?
Well, gobsmacking, I would think, means something like breathtaking.
You're right, breathtaking. 令人大吃一惊，我们学到另外一个表示的方法叫 gobsmacking.
So maybe you're like, go, 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 go. You're making some weird noise.From your mouth because you're just so impressed with the scenery, you don't know what to say.
我们在看到一些特别漂亮的景色的时候呢，我们的嘴会不自觉的张开 gobsmacking.
I like this. This is kind of cute. It mentions that the car will pull itself over. So you don't even have to drive the car. It will stop on its own accord.Just because there are so many beautiful things that are worth stopping for and getting out, taking a look.
同时呢，文章用一个比较夸张的说法来形容新西兰的景色。当你在沿途，当你开车的时候呢，你的车呢会自动的停下来，让你呢仔细的去欣赏新西兰的风景。The side road of its own accord. 不是说你想停下来，那个车会自动的停下来，让你能够 stay for a little longer.
You know, it shouldn't take that long to, like, drive around New Zealand, but it says it takes twice as long just because you're just stopping so many times to get out and just enjoy the beautiful scenery.
那么今天在学一些形容景色特别好的一些用法，比如说文中提到了 snow-capped mountain, 翻译成中文的是雪山，然后 stunning lake, 景色特别漂亮的那些湖泊，以及呢 green rolling hills, 翻译成中文的是起伏的群山。这都是呢我们在描述这个景色的时候呢特别好的特别地道的英文。
And the last thing, well, I'm not crazy about this because I'm not a big seafood person, but apparently the oysters in New Zealand are life changing. They're so good.
最后一点提到了说，虽然说 the last but not the least, 虽然最后一点，但是呢如果说你是一个 foodie, 是一个什么吃货的话，那么新西兰的牡蛎是你一定要吃的。他提到的是个 Bluff Oyster 这种品牌或这种牡蛎呢，是全世界最好的牡蛎。文中同时建议到呢，如果你去新西兰的话呢，一定要吃这种 Bluff Oyster， 原因非常简单， They will change your life， 会改变你的一生。
Yeah, but apparently you gotta get them at just the right time because they're only in season a couple months of the yearSo there's only a short window when you can actually eat them.
所以大家去新西兰的时候呢，一定要挑好去的时间，因为呢，在其他的季节呢，这种牡蛎呢是没有的。So the timing is the key.
All right, so that's it for today's talk about New Zealand, and time is up. See you tomorrow. Goodbye, everyone. Hope to see you tomorrow.
本节目内容选自美国国家地理学习与盛世学习系列教材。我们的节目可以在 AM 774以及听听 FM 上。
外语广播2015年强档推出法律咨询节目《京城大律师》，邀请京城资深律师和法律专家免费解答您的法律困惑。咨询热线5166-0774。京城大律师每天下午6:30，北京外语广播。
一二三，起！
磨皮美白，不用修出锥子脸，微笑就是我最好的自拍辅助神器。
微笑不需要理由，微笑可以传染，千百万人的微笑组成了一座城市的表情，我们一起让北京笑起来。
好，准备啊，来笑一个，哎，对对，保持住。
Backyard, pull up in your fast car, whistling my name. Open up a beer and you say get over here and play a video game. I'm in his favorite sundress, watching me get undressed, take that body downtown. I say you the bestest, leaning for a big kiss, put his favorite perfume on.Play a video game. It's you, it's you, it's all for you. Everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things you wanna do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey. Is that true? It's better than I.
Tell you all the time, heaven is a place on earth.